Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to wrap up this week taking a look at a couple of passages from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, building on what we've talked about all week. The majority of the week was dedicated, really, you could say, to listening to the claims of Jesus, trying to understand what about the claims of Jesus and what particular claims the world resists and the human heart resists. And if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program, Monday, Tuesday in particular, and Thursday, looked at 15 different things from the New Testament, from the words of Jesus, about specific claims that are difficult for people in the world to swallow. Lots of reasons why that is. But I think you might enjoy those programs. You can go to our website at renewalministries.net. They're archived there. You can find them on our podcast channel as well. Our programs, you could go to Ave Maria Radio also. Wednesday's program, it talked about St. Mary Magdalene. It was perfect, kind of bookend, the two bookends on both sides, 2 days, including today, kind of talking about the way of the Lord and his calling and his claims on our life. And right in the middle, we see this staggeringly beautiful story of Mary Magdalene, a woman out of whom Jesus cast 7 demons, and the amazing plan that Jesus had for her life and the historic role that she played and the level of transformation and purity and humility and deep friendship with Christ and deep friendship with Our Lady. Fully, Jesus entrusted so much to her, so special. It's a great reflection for our own lives. And one thing that I drew from it is just thinking, we don't know the great plan that God has for our lives. Most people, for different reasons, sometimes how you're raised, your own the mistakes you've made, or the devil's plan and strategy in your life is to disqualify us. Like, we're just lucky to get in. I can't envision the plan that the Lord might have for me. Well, let St. Mary Magdalene be a witness to you. She gave her entire yes to Jesus, and look at what he did with her. That's the story of all the saints, too. We can stumble a little bit by misunderstanding how it worked, even the lives of the saints. It's easy to think like they just stepped out of the womb and they were on the right track right from the beginning. We know that's not the case with many of them. But what happened was they gave their entire heart to Christ. They repented. They believed. They obeyed. And they loved him. And that love increased and transformed them. And because they loved him, they were faithful to him through his grace, through his help, and he did wonderful things through them. You can see at the beginning of the letters in the New Testament, the apostles, Peter, John, St. Paul, they always begin by celebrating the wonder of what the Lord has done and accomplished in the lives of his people and where he's leading them. So I just thought I'd end the week on a few sections here from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. This is the beginning after the salutation, the spiritual blessings that come to us from Christ and in Christ. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Now, that's something we could read and say, wow, that's beautiful. Amazing that that happened to Paul. Paul's celebrating a reality that he now knows because the Holy Spirit has touched his mind, transformed his life, allowed him to see and understand and to behold the beauty and the majesty of Jesus and his plan. He knows, he's celebrating, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places has been given to us in Christ Jesus. Even as he chose us in him, every human being who comes to the Lord, chosen in him from before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. So why are you on the planet? Why are you even here? Who are you? Where'd you come from? You're God's idea. God made you. God made you for a purpose. And from all eternity, his plan was to unite you to his son. Whether that hasn't happened yet, you happen to stumble onto this radio show and it hasn't happened in your life and you don't believe, this is the truth about you too. This is God the Creator's plan for your life. To make you holy and blameless before him. Holy means sanctified, to be set apart, to become like God by God's grace, by God's power, becoming a temple of God's own spirit, becoming a new creation. This is God's plan. Verse 5, he destined us in love to be his sons, to be his daughters through Jesus Christ. Think about that. You're destined to be and to live as a child of God. We were all made in the image of God to be children of God, but the sin of our parents, our forefathers, Adam and Eve in the garden, it began the fall. I said many times on this program, a race of people that was made for glory fell from glory. And Jesus came to restore us to glory. And that means becoming what Jesus is, a child of God. He's the Son of God, and we participate in his relationship with God the Father. According to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved, capital B, the grace, the glorious grace that we were given for free to be united to the Beloved. That's such a beautiful word, the Beloved. And only the Holy Spirit can help us grasp it, experience it, enter into it, understand its awesome, awesome meaning. We just need to ask again and again and to be willing to make room in our mind, in our heart, for the working of the Holy Spirit to reveal in us the Beloved. He's the Father's Beloved, and he's our Beloved, and he wants to, he's done a work in those who are baptized into him and living in him to become the Beloved ourselves. Verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. Paul's celebrating. He's just writing so beautifully under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We were purchased. We were bought back. We were brought out of slavery and separation from God by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. He cleansed us from all sin. He forgave our trespasses. To be forgiven, to know we're forgiven, is so beautiful, freeing, and powerful. The riches of his grace, his gifts, are lavished upon us. Do you see what a renewed mind looks like? Can you hear those words? These are not just like theological phrases or something that he copied from somewhere. He's singing from his heart, basically, what he knows to be true. Verse 9, for he has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will. God the Father's eternal plan. Eternal plan to save this race of people, to save you, to save me. He made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ. His purpose is fulfilled and set forth in the man Jesus Christ, the Lord of all, as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Friends, we experience division now. We experience trouble everywhere in the world and in relationships. We see it. In fact, people are just being crippled by it and living in tremendous fear and anxiety about it. This is the nature of the world. We do everything we can to make it different, but we can't fix the world. The world is in rebellion. It's fallen. But we can be is a people who come to know Christ, who's forgiven, a people forgiven, and we're living an entirely new way of life. And we've been touched by this wisdom, this grace, this mystery, this insight, the purpose of God revealed in Jesus for our lives, and embrace it in our weakness and saying, Jesus, I believe it. I want to go with you. And say it every day. And if you fall 7 times a day, get up, keep getting up, and keep saying yes to him. Get into his story. Go deep into his story. Find your place in his story and live it while you can. This is so important for us. We're not just checking boxes. We're not just following rules. We're not just trying to get a gold star. We're sinful people, rebels who've been transformed, and we're being offered what Paul's describing here. In him, according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to the counsel of his will. That's a mouthful. We who first hoped in Christ are destined and appointed to live for the praise of his glory. Let me read that again. We who have been called, have said yes, have entered the church. We who put our hope in Christ, we have our destiny. We've been destined and appointed. Say that. Say it with me. I am destined. I am appointed. To what? To live for the praise of his glory. If you're looking for meaning in your life, you want to know, not just to make up an idea that sounds good, but if you want to know why you were made, and the only thing that will ever satisfy you in this world, in this life, and the only thing that will last for all eternity that you say yes to on this earth is to live out verse 12 here, Ephesians 1. We who first hoped in Christ have been destined and appointed to live for the praise of his glory. We got to get that clear in our hearts, in our minds. Verse 13, in him you also who have heard the word of truth, that's where you get it from, the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, the good news of the gift of our salvation, and you have believed in him, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of your inheritance until we acquire full possession of it to the praise of his glory. Another mouthful of an amazingly beautiful statement and vision from Paul. How did you come to this place of knowing, being chosen through the word of truth? Jesus is the truth and his word is true. The gospel of your salvation, the good news about God, the good news about Jesus, the good news about the salvation he offers us. And we believed it. We went all in. We sold the farm. We bought it. And when we did it, we entered the waters of baptism, we were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance, the down payment. We possess this down payment. And it all is yes to God for the praise of his glory. This is our story, friends. This is what it means to respond radically to the Lord. And this is the prize in the gifts that we're given. Let's embrace them and live them. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes scripture, catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.